drink it in, man.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Cornbread! Cornbread! Cornbread!
Drink it in, man. Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers, it's your boy Derek Oakry right here on the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast. If you can't tell, I'm hyped up because our Lions are coming off another dubski against Minnesota. Beat them handily, had some easy touchdowns, had some of our ballers show up big, and we're now headed to the playoffs against you know who, you know when it is. It's in prime time. We'll get to all that, but we got all types of Minnesota review, topics, Bula Bula, gimmicks, hilarity, and ultimately what you come here for, which is that Kool-Aid, that football talk, and that cornbread. You guys know what it is.
Drink it in,
cornbread, cornbread.
Chop, chop. You're back. We're ready. We're really ready for this weekend and playoff football in Detroit, but we're ready to talk it up here on the pod. How you doing, buddy?
Oakry, it is. The regular season is over. We are 13-4. We have the number one seed, the MSC. We have won the North. We're sitting back on a bye week. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. That's an alternate universe. My bad. Let me show you. That must have been that glorious alternate universe that we would have been in if the NFL hadn't screwed us in Dallas. But hey, we're 12-5. We are the king in the North. We are ready to host a playoff game at Ford Field for the first time. Woo-wee! What else is there to say? Hashtag choppy likey.
The king in the North.
Hashtag choppy
liking. Chops, you did it up big there. You even confused me a little bit. I thought you were confused, but you did a whole Brad Allen gimmick, which I can appreciate. That bum stole it from us, but it doesn't matter because we're on primetime Sunday night. And before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about this Minnesota game, man. Dan freaking Campbell plays his starters. We got Amon-Ra. How'd I do there?
Nice. I like it. Not quite as good as Stash in the ATL, but I'm sure we'll get to hear that drop here pretty soon.
Amon-Ra.
There it is. Love it.
I think the people even need a choppy original, though, as well.
Amon-Ra.
Demo went for another sco, faux show, like he does. I think I'll let you talk about your quarterback real quick.
Oh, hang on a second. Wait, are you talking about D-Money? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I said, Demo.
Yeah, okay. So D-Money definitely ran it in. He was rumbling, stumbling, bumbling into the end zone. Love that. And of course, as you know, choo-choo! The hashtag golf train rolls on. Dropping dimes, throwing darts, just taking care of business.
Again, I think I've said it. I know I've texted it to you. I've tweeted it before. But my absolute favorite thing about your boy, Jared Goff, is the accuracy. And I actually got excited seeing him throw the football down the field because he did drop a couple dime skis down the field quite a ways. And I cannot vouch for how the spirals were. But I think they were decent, and they got there, and it was nice. So, you know, all that happened. I mean, again, we started off the game, you know, mid first quarter, with a touchdown to Sammy Biscuits, Sam Laporta. Chops, are you a supporter of that player?
Listen, you know, I can't claim to be the leader of the LaPorta supporters, but I definitely jumped on that bandwagon. And, you know, I'm sticking with the LaPorta supporters. And the news and notes are sounding pretty good. I know people, we're going to dive into this a little bit later, but, you know, that guy is such a big part of our team. And the LaPorta supporters are happy with that touchdown that he gave us to give us a 7-0 lead.
Chops, you know what I loved was another touchdown in the first quarter, a little bit later, but it came from a guy who's a multidimensional, positionless, elite weapon. Jahmyr Gibbs, I mean, this was 3 yards. This was coasting. This was too easy, as I tweeted out. This guy's special. He has everything you look for. Positional value be damned. Everybody knows that now. Was I upset? Somewhat. Am I upset now? No. 13 zip for the Lions.
Yeah, someone had the audacity to pull up a tweet. I think it was an exchange between you and I where it was like, grade the Lions' first two picks. And we were like, I think I gave an F and you gave like a D minus. And so someone had the audacity to come back and throw that back at me at Twitter. I think it was last week, actually. And it was like, Chops, where are you at? What was this terrible take? And I was like, hey, I don't hate him. I don't. But I tried to pull your move there. But no, we have said repeatedly on the show, we were wrong. Our initial reactions were wrong. Position be damned. Your mock draft rankings be damned. This guy is a weapon. He's great. I'm not going to go through the spiel because that's your thing. But I do want to point out that right before Jahmyr Gibbs ran that in, I believe from the 3-yard line, my boy Jared Goff dropped a dime for 41 yards on, well, I don't know whose boy he is. Raymond Khalif Raymond, whichever one you like. But it was a nice 41-yard gain there from the Goff tree. And that led to that touchdown.
So just for, you know, posterity as well as to confirm, I mean, you can bring up old tweets on that side of the coin, just like I did on all my great tweets about how Amon-Ra is a steal in the fourth round, how he's a mix of Golden Tate, Hines Ward, and Steve Smith. This was all right after the Lions selected him. So basically, Chops, people that throw those tweets about Gibbs and Revored in our face. I mean, again, now that we look at it,
I don't hate him. I don't.
We never did. We just were a little bit caught off guard by the genius that is Brad. Always open for business. Holmes. Now, Charles, I'm looking at this recap. I mean, I think we missed an extra point, had some issues there. We gave up a couple Bula Bula field goals. Then my boy, Demo, that's how you pronounce it, right?
You know, you can say it. You can say it that way. I prefer to go D-Money.
He gets in the end zone. Like you said, lots of deep balls, lots of great plays by JG and company throughout this game. You know, Justin Jefferson gets a 38-yard tug. I mean, he did go for 192 in this game. So, again, I know people are freaking out that the Lions are giving up these ridiculous receiving numbers, but I mean, you're kind of coasting in this game. I mean, 20-6, okay, 20-13, then we come right back with a touchdown to ARSB, 27-13. You know, okay, we give up a 40-yard touchdown to Jordan Addison, whatever. And then we just coast through the game, 30-20 with another field goal. This one was easy. It was fun to watch. You know, let's just get into it right now about this whole, do you play people? Oh, boo-hoo. You know, like, again, this is a pod that loves Sammy Biscuits. But I had to try to tell people that until you can absolutely predict injuries, I don't want to hear this after the fact, what we should have done. And somebody's like, you said we can't predict injuries. And then you said, you know, what they tell me. I can't remember what I tweeted, but it was something like they said I was contradicting myself. And I was, oh, no, I said injuries happen and they're also not predictable. That's not contradictory whatsoever. They do happen and you can't predict them. Those are two factual statements, actually. And the fact that people want to go crazy about, oh, you shouldn't have done this, you should put everybody in bubble wrap, I do not subscribe to that, because to me it does not matter if you get hurt in the first game of the preseason, the last game of the season, or the first play of a playoff game. You're hurt. I didn't know it was going to happen. I hoped it wouldn't happen, and it did. So that's my take on injuries, Choppy.
Yeah, before we get into that, I wanted to circle back to that your boy Demo Fosho, that score. On that drive, I'd be remiss if I did not bring this up. Dan Skipper reported his eligible twice during that drive, and the crowd went bananas when it got called, okay? So that was fantastic. Tip of the cap to Ben Genius for dialing up a play to make sure that Dan Skipper came in.
Ben Johnson, I love you.
That's right.
Ben Johnson,
thank you, Lomas.
You are my hero.
Clearly walks up to the official, clearly strokes his jersey, points to the number. I think Decker even like turned his back so the guy wouldn't get confused, and he made sure he was nowhere near the picture so that Dan Skipper could be reported. They announced it, and the crowd went nuts. I think it actually happened on another fourth and one player. Maybe it was the play after that. But anyway, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring that up. Can you tell I still am harboring some hard feelings about the Dallas screw job? Anyway, okay, on to your next point. Yes, injuries happen. No, they are not predictable. You are not contradicting yourself. If someone's trying to give you some back talk, bula bula nonsense about you can predict that they're unpredictably and they will happen if they don't happen, it's nonsense, okay? Listen, you never know when someone's going to get hurt. The only team, in my opinion, that justifiably could rest their starters this week was San Francisco, because they already had the number one seed locked up, okay? That's it. Other than that, you didn't know what was going to happen. You didn't know who was going to win and who was going to lose. We could have slid up a spot. You know, that's the difference between hosting another playoff game and not. So, no, we needed to play our guys. You saw Philly. They started it, and then other guys started getting dinged up. They were getting their asses kicked, expletive. And then they decided, oh, just forget it. Put all the backups in and let the Giants steamroll us. Okay, fine, whatever. I am on the same page with you. You play your guys. I don't know when they're going to get hurt. I don't know if it's going to be snap 3 of preseason game 1. I don't know if it's going to be snap 50 of playoff game 2. Okay, but it may happen. It may or may not happen. These guys are professional athletes. They're on a regimen. They're grown men. And you don't know when that stuff is going to happen. Okay, am I saying that we should be, if we're up by 20 points, should we maybe let Netflix Craig get a little bit of time? Sure, no problem. But I'm not going to just sit my guys at the beginning of a game that meant something to Minnesota and it meant something for us when it came to seeding potentially.
Yeah, we're in agreement there. Great point by you bringing up the whole Dan Skipper. The Lions are actually becoming very good at this, like, trolling, not trolling, where like we take shots, but we don't. We do things in games to rub things in, but then we like still look above board, which is like the perfect combo meal if you're going to go that route. In regards to the actual injury to Sammy Biscuit, Sammy Laporta, like, I mean, it's just one of those things that happened. His knee kind of got bent back the wrong way. It looked really bad. People assumed he's done for the year. And all the word that's coming out is that this guy is potentially play. You know, Dan Campbell is saying, I'm outside chance, but every day it seems to get better. Laporta supporters are hoping for it. And Mr. Biscuits seems like a guy that, and do everything he is to be out there, and all you need are a couple first down chain movers, maybe a touchdown in the red zone, or just him to be able to do kind of what he does. He's not a ultimately dynamic player. He's just so dang consistent, and when he's in, he's gonna block, he's gonna catch, he's gonna do everything you need. So I think it's feeling good there. Khalif Raymond, maybe not as good. That does hurt from a special teams and just a character perspective. He's a great guy to have out there with his energy. And then everyone's clamoring for, James Houston and this guy and that guy to come back. It's like, I'm just glad that CJ, that's my GJ, is back, as well as CD Deuce, whatever he's going by. It seems to be Gardner Johnson still on the back of the uniform. But number 2 was balling. He ended this game with a pick. Let's not put that out there, because I don't want any heat from him on Twitter. But He picked it off. He ended the game. He's yapping. He's got his gear on. He's ready to play football. So I feel like we're in a good spot. I'm not going to, you know, throw my hands up and boo-hoo about a rookie tight end being possibly out, but we don't even know yet. Like, let's let this roll. I don't see why there's a reason that we can't compete with anyone, especially the people that we play on Sunday night in the playoffs, and especially their quarterback. Just saying, Choppy. So what else we got?
Yeah, I'll touch on the Laporta injury a little bit. I'm not losing any sleep over it, but I also don't want to dismiss that the guy did have almost 900 yards receiving, 10 touchdowns, and, seemed to have a really big rapport with Jared Goff. When we needed a first down, you know, when it was third and long or third and short, whatever, you know, he was Mr. Reliable. And I also don't want to dismiss what this guy does in the run game, too. He is a nasty football player. He loves lining up on the line and punishing people when we're running the ball. So, and he also gets down the field to block when needed, too. So, look, that's a loss for me. That's a big loss. But again, like you said, next man up mentality, okay? It's just the way it is. Injuries happen. They've happened to every team all year. And let's, you know, let's go with it. And again, it sounds like on the latest report that I just got from... The latest report that I'm getting directly from the Lions medical staff, don't ask who my contact is on that one, is that he is going to play on Sunday.
Is that you getting faxes or some paper document that you got? You're not on this thing called the World Wide Web, Choppy? Are you also using a fantasy magazine like noted Cowboys honk, my buddy Chuck Dog?
Listen, when I deal with my sources, we have to be very careful about how information is passed on. You know, cell phones can be subpoenaed. When was the last time you saw a fax machine get subpoenaed? All I'm saying.
So you're not debunking that you go to Barnes & Noble to pick up the local fantasy magazine before you lose to me every year in our league?
I may sit there with my typewriter and type up my lineup and submit that there on the, what is it, that the intraweb? Is that how that goes?
Yes. AOL, I believe, is what people are using these days. Hey, let me just debunk one thing. You went on about how Laporta just crushes people in blocking. I don't know that that's accurate. You might want to check your sources. I do agree with you that Sam Laporta is your little quarterback's baby blanket. So that is what worries me, is that this guy is always open. He is always one of the first targets for JG16. He has been ultra productive. I think one person on Twitter was like, oh, the fact that you're not worried makes me worried about you. And I was just like, okay, you know, wow, great take. I mean, it's not like I'm saying this guy's a nothing burger. I'm just saying that the fact that you're giving up on our season because this guy might be out, which he didn't even, it was like 5 seconds after the injury, just blew my mind. But that's what people do, you know what I mean? Overreaction city, as well as just trying to take cheap shots, which if you take cheap shots at me online, I probably am not going to get back to you unless I really want to get in a little battle like I used to do in smack talk and fantasy football. But I don't really like to do that much anymore. I don't have any time or patience or want to. But, you know, other than that and all the injuries, Chops, I think we're good. I think we need to tee something up, for the listeners, for the folks out there, for the people. And you know who the people are, right, Choppy? You know.
And the people consist of the millions.
Chops, before we get our sponsors in, I think I'm going to let you tell the folks what we're up to this week, since it's a playoff week, since we got a tailgate that's rolling, but we also have a little something special for the loyal, diehard Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers here on the pod.
What? Oakry, you're going to let me tell the people what this big news? What?
I mean, you're that guy. I mean, you've been coming in consistently. You have funny gimmicks. I figure, why not let you bestow the people with this great news about what we're up to?
Oh my goodness, this is a privilege and an honor. Let me clear my throat. This one doesn't even need notes, because people, it is the week of the playoffs. We are offering to you for free for all the loyal, diehard, Kool-Aid drinking, cornbread muffin eating DKC fans. We are going to give you a bonus pod playoff show on Friday. That's Friday, Woo-wee! Friday, Friday. That's right. Play the drop. I'll Woo-wee! Give it to you live. Woo! This Friday, we will drop a bonus show. All playoffs, all day. It might go extra long. You don't know what you're going to get, but this week, you're getting a double dip of the DKC. Drink that Kool-Aid in, people.
Woo! Hashtag choppy liking.
Drink it in, man.
Cornbread!
Chops, I think I need to get you on more promos or tee you up more for stuff like that, because I could not do that any better. You did it justice. We're excited to finish out this pod. I think I'm going to even go farther and let you lead this backside of the show, because I know you got topics, you got takes, you got questions for me. So, you know, we'll get into all that on this show. But, I mean, I'm just queuing everybody up that Friday, it's going to be playoffs. We're getting ready for that quarterback, that other team on the West Coast, and that whole organization to come to the D. And we're going to break it down. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get you hype. And before we get to our sponsors, I've hit quite a few of you up that are loyal Kool-Aid drinkers and said, here's where we're trying to be for parking-wise, big parking lot on Cass. Choppy, I think, said it opens at noon. We're still trying to get our whole game plan together, but the plan is to try to be in there if possible, as soon as possible, get set up. And we'd love to have people swing through, park near us, come have fun, and just have hours of good times before we get this thing rolling Sunday night at 8 o'clock, 8:15, whenever the kickoff is, because it's going to be the most electric atmosphere in the history of Detroit sports, because of the storylines, because of the scenarios, because of the opponent, but mostly because of the Detroit Lions in the playoffs at home in Ford Field. Chops, we're getting our sponsors in. We're coming back. You better bring the heat, everybody. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, everybody. This goes out to my fantasy football fans out there. Now, you probably heard about Reality Sports Online, the most powerful fantasy sports platform where owners can build and manage their fantasy team like a real NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? I mean, we're talking free agency, multi-year contracts, rookie drafts, multi-team trades. You can put franchise tags on guys. It's as close as you're going to get to being an NFL GM. But do you think it sounds complicated? It's not. I'm here to tell you it's the best thing about Reality Sports Online is it's just more fun than your normal fantasy league, but it doesn't take barely any more time. After all this, are you still not sure? I mean, come on now. You can test your general manager skills by going over to Reality Sports Online, call it RSO. Please go check out realitysportsonline.com right now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kool-Aid drinkers, we're back. Thank you so much for listening to our sponsors. Really fun first segment. Always love it when we can talk ball, do gimmicks, have some fun banter back and forth, entertain you while also trying to give you what you want most, which is Lions, Kool-Aid, and cornbread and content. So excited about the Friday playoff pod. Again, I got high expectations for this football team. You know, the playoffs are a new monster. It's a new season. We got our own players talking about other banners that got to go up. So there's lots of things going on there. Again, I always give my shout outs. There's a million people we could talk about, but I just know multiple people, lots of you getting after me on the Kool-Aid hotline, 989-272-3484. You're hyping up during the games. You're talking about Michigan football. You're sending all types of things my way. I do apologize if it takes me a little bit to get back to you. Like on my personal text, I'm good. Work across the board, I'm excellent. But when it comes to all of this extra that we try to do, I got a little delay sometimes. But I try to get back to people as best I can, and that's always fun. And oh my goodness, Choppy, like I said, I know we're gonna get into a little bit of. You know, playoffs might come up from here or there. Maybe the old quarterback. But for the most part, we're here on the back part of the segment to talk about all types of things for the season. I mean, 12-5, like all these W's, all this goodness, other things that I know you kind of had on your mind. So we'll just go there, entertain folks before we do this big playoff preview here at the end of the week.
Yeah, Okri, look, this is the time of the show where we normally do a nice little shout out to the people. Like you said, the only shout out I have for this week is this. To the victors, amazing ball game, beat down Washington, Blake Corum, the Don, JJ McCarthy, the whole defense. Huge shout out to our national champion, Rose Bowl champion, Big Ten champion, go blue, Michigan Wolverines. What say you, my friend?
Go blue. I mean, here's why I want to tie it back to the Lions. Like, this has been 3 years in the making, and even longer for the Michigan Wolverines, the Michigan football team. Like, you know, built up their squad, came up short, and then cashed one in. So, you know, I just feel like it's been such a journey, such a grind. Me and you at multiple Big Ten championships, brother. You know, we've got stories. We're always texting, calling. We're going crazy for this football team. To see them cash one in, the heart, the grit, the mentality, just like the Detroit Lions have. Like, I'm not saying the Lions got to come up short. They could shock the world this year. I have no doubts. I said multiple months, multiple weeks ago that the Detroit Lions could go to the Super Bowl. And it still could happen. Three dubs, you're in the Super Bowl. I'm talking Rams. I'm talking Dallas. And then let's go San Fran. That's the path. But before we get there, yeah, man, couldn't be more proud of the Michigan Wolverines. National champions, and the way they did it, how they did it, the journey, the finished business as it is now was just incredible on so many levels.
Yeah, so many taglines for this team this year. Bet, crown them, Michigan versus everybody, job's not done. You know, just a great storyline with this team. And I liked the tie-in, Okri. That was a nice little shot there because, look, Harbaugh had to prove himself that he could get better. And so, you know, we'll say this, call this year three. Year three, he came to the promised land. Last year, a little bit short. The year before that, a little bit shorter. And it just progressively got better and better until they finished the job. Now let's relate it to the Lions. They bring in Brad, always open for business, Holmes. They bring in Dan freaking Campbell. And the first year, little rough. Second year, on the upswing, looking good, fell a little short. This year, I think it could be right. I think we could be talking Vegas. I think we could be talking Super Bowl. I know we're talking 13-4.
Do you know what Dan Campbell said after year two?
Oh, my gosh. Let me hear. What did Dan Campbell say about after year two?
You've had enough of that.
he built this team up. He had enough. And now him and his football team are ready to do this.
We're going
to
bite a kneecap off. We're going to smile at you. We're going to take your other kneecap. We're going to smile at you. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. We're going to be the last one standing. All right. That's going to be the mentality.
Chops, we could be the last one standing. That's the mentality heading into the playoffs. But we'll get to that on Friday. So,
yeah,
shout out to the Wolverines. We'll go Blue. And who knows what our Lions might do.
Yep, couldn't agree more. And Okri, look, so let's transition now here. I want to pose this. I want you to get into your mindset here, right? Because typically, like, this is the day or this is the week where, you know, we're talking about offensive coordinators getting fired. Who's coming back? Looking at the draft. No, not this year, my friend. This is the brand new Lions. Now we're talking who's coming into our barn to try to play us in the playoffs. Who's going to get in our way? Whose kneecaps are we biting off? Who are we steamrolling over? Hashtag all grit.
So what's the question?
Yes, that's exactly right. The question is, how amazing is it that that's what we're talking about right now? I'm not worried about who's going where and who we're going to draft and who we're going to. I'm spending this entire week talking about playoffs. Playoffs? Yeah, playoffs. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about wins. We're talking about Dubskis. We're talking about an amazing regular season recap that led to be us the Kings in the North. How great is that, Okri?
The King in the North.
The King in the North.
Choppy, not only is it pretty great, but we say it all the time. People see me tweet it all day, every day. Drink it in, everybody, because I started this pod probably going on 5 years ago now. Just want to talk some ball with friends and laugh and support the Detroit Lions, my favorite sports team out there. And here we are. After lots of trials and tribulations, lots of tough pods, lots of work that never goes seen. And this team is winning. It's a team we can be proud of. Like, I don't know about you, but like, there is the biggest smile that comes on my face nowadays when I hear Dan freaking Campbell talk. He's smart. He's an alpha male. He's tactical. He ain't scared. He's coming after you. He wants it all. He wants the brightest lights on the biggest hill in the biggest moment. And so do his guys. So I think it's a moment for everybody to just drink it in, enjoy, and just know what we're living right now. A 12-win Detroit Lions NFC champion team that's about to play. You know who he is. The former number 9. But we'll get to him and maybe his funeral on Friday. But that's not right now, Choppy. I'm fired up, if you can't tell. Enjoy this, everybody, and know that whatever happens, this isn't going anywhere anytime soon. They're here to stay, and Dan Campbell wants everything.
Woo! Hashtag Choppy Likey. That's the live drop. What else can I say? Great, great points, Okri. Drink it in. Enjoy the ride. It's been a great season, and it's just going to get better. It's going to get better and better and better. And speaking of a great season, Okri, I want to take some time now to just like reminisce a little bit and to like let people realize some of these amazing things that have happened over over this season. So, you know, I don't know if I necessarily want to go back and forth. I'm going to kind of snag the mic from you here. And I just want to throw a couple things out and let the people know. Like, listen, Oakry, do you remember the years where we couldn't even get one running back to get 1,000 yards? Do you remember those years? Because you know what happened this year, Oakry?
In my head, dude.
That's right, Beetlejuice. I remember too. Because guess what? Now we got two running backs that totaled over 1,100 yards of total offense each. How ridiculous is that, people?
Beetlejuice wants back in. Wants to talk about our running game.
Get in there, Beetlejuice.
To his knees, buddy.
He also thinks that defenses can't handle us.
They can't handle me. They ain't tough enough yet.
I agree. They have no answer for our running backs. And you know, the anchor of those two running backs is the offensive line, who we could talk about for days and days and days. And Oakry, let me ask you this. How great is it to have a team that has two rookies with 10 tugs and over 850 yards each of all-purpose yards?
Tremendous. I mean, absolutely incredible. Like, we were talking about those guys earlier and people were giving us beef. I mean, there was nobody that thought those guys were going to make that type of impact, put up those kind of numbers, be that impactful, throw everything else out the window. Jahmyr Gibbs, Laporta, Branch, Revor, Jack Campbell, they're all here to stay for at least 5 to 7+ years. And if that's not something to get excited about as a Detroit Lions fan, I don't know what is.
Yeah, Oakry, again, I'm glad you brought those up, because I'm looking at this rookie class and I will pose this question to you again. Is this the best rookie class that we have ever seen as Lions fans?
Chops, I got to have the draft music if I'm going to talk about
it.
And like,
love it.
Again, Brad always open for business. Holmes has changed my whole mindset. He goes and gets ball players. He doesn't care what your board says. He doesn't care about you wanting to trade and make 18 trades and get this and get that future asset and do this. He's getting people that play football, that score touchdowns, that have elite speed, and that do things on the field that win you games. So it's going to change my mindset when it comes to fantasy drafting. I'm going into this next year thinking, this guy is looking for the premier talents at any position at any time. And it fires me up, if you can't tell, Chops. I still get fired up about the draft. I know you have opinions and takes too, but we have to trust Brad Holmes. He has got us at least 8 to 10 quality football players in 2 to 3 drafts. And when you do that, you have long-term success, the lifeblood, the bloodline. Of your football team is strong.
I couldn't have said it any by myself, and I'm so happy you were ready with the drop there, Oakry, because again, you are the man with the sound bites, you're the man with the gimmicks, so way to be on top of that. Absolutely love it. And people, don't think that this means that we aren't going to do a million mock drafts, because we're still going to do a million mock drafts. But listen to me, it's going to be under our terms, right? So, you know, you can't predict what Brad Holmes is going to do. They have the ability to interview these guys. They're going to have their own board. I'm still going to have my fun with my board. If I was the GM of the Lions, this is what I would do. It's going to be great. And it's going to be totally wrong for what Brad Holmes is going to do, because he's smarter than you and he knows more football than you. And he's just a dang good general manager. In my opinion, he is the executive of the year with this draft class. Ja, 945 yards rushing, 316 yards receiving, 10 tugs. Laporta, 889 yards receiving, 10 tugs. Campbell, 95 tackles, 6 sacks, 5 tackles for a loss. Your boy, my boy, Brian Branch, 74 tackles, 1 sack, 7 tackles for a loss, 13 pass defenses, 3 interceptions, and a tug. And then guess what? On top of all that, a guy we haven't even seen, Hendon H2O Hooker. He may be the wild card of this whole group. He may be the quarterback of the future. We don't even know yet. Ridiculous.
Oh. Everybody, okay. That was the conductor of the golf train, even giving love to H2O after he said this.
I want your Bula Bula support when it comes to Jared Goff. You don't get to join the golf train. You're off, bro. You're off.
And like I retorted,
I don't hate him. I don't.
But I'm intrigued by Hendon Hooker making no money and being a talent and all the other names you mentioned. It actually was crazy to hear Revord's numbers. I mean, 95 tackles, all those TFLs, some sacks. I mean, he didn't even seem to get rolling till mid-late in the year, but he's a big old dude that loves football, corn-fed mother, you know what, and he just plays ball. He hits you hard. Yes, of course, he's going to be out of position sometimes. There's going to be times where he's slipping and sliding or whatever, but he's always around the football, and he gets forgotten about a lot because all the other guys are so damn good in this draft class. So, Chaps, I got to give it to you. I think it probably is the best class, at least, you know. I think it's the best. I was going to say back till when, but then I'm thinking about all the lack of success we've had in the draft for decades and decades and way before I was a Lions fan. And it doesn't get much better than 4 or 5 premier guys, as well as stacking them on top of guys like Penne and ARSB and Hutch. I mean, it's something else, man.
Yeah, just good stuff, man. Every year, you know, you think, again, after year one, I was like, dang, that is an amazing draft. Then year two hits and you're like, wow, he outdid himself this time. Then year three, you're like, damn, he outdid himself again. This guy is, like you said, and like I deemed, always open for business. Big, bad Brad is looking to take advantage of your dumb GM because he's smarter than you. He's better than you. Knows play is better than you do. So again, and it's going to continue to roll on. Love it, love it, love it. But guess what, Oakry? There's still so much more to talk about before we even start thinking about the draft. I have a question for you, and this is kind of related to the offseason, but have you seen the news? Have you seen the news that like the two hottest names in head coaching right now, availability, are AG and Ben Genius? Have you seen that?
I have seen that. I know my boy Matt Derry on Locked On Lions. I always try to check out his pod. He makes me laugh, doesn't take himself too seriously, and always has interesting takes and a good delivery. So he always calls him future head coach Aaron Glenn. Of course, we've got the Ben Genius drops, which you've already played a couple times, I think, on this show, either in this episode or the last couple weeks. I think that is an interesting topic because people just assume that all these people are going to be here and this is going to keep rolling. Like, the thing that's going to happen is that when the Lions get good, which already happened, we are good, we're going to be good. You lose coaches, you're not going to be able to re-sign every player. I know that's a warning and just a shocker to a lot of fans out there. We are going to have to let go of some football players, and we're going to re-sign or sign some other great football players. That's what happens in the National Football League. But, yeah, I could see one or even both of them going. But here's the other side, Chops. Dan freaking Campbell is the kind of guy who will go out and get the next alpha. He has guys in the pipeline that are ready. So this is, again, not another boo-hoo. My only question is, can your boy JG16 operate without Genius and without some other things around him? Will another guy be able to come in and absolutely get the best, especially if we cut that check? But There's lots of great D coordinators out there. There's lots of other, but these guys are leader of men, and Dan Campbell ain't going to bring in some other chalkboard nerd or some dorky, wimpy chump. He's going to bring in a leader of men football guy and somebody that can out-scheme you, outwork you, and best of all, out-motivate others to get his players ready to go.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Okri. And, you know, I think, you know, to kind of something that has really helped me with this conversation is you're going to have names potentially like Bill Belichick out there. You're going to have guys like we already know Mike Vrabel out there. Like the more of those big names out there that come out and are going to take a spot, the better it is for our Lions, because I think this train has just started to roll. I personally believe that Aaron Glenn is actually going to be a better head coach than he is a defensive coordinator. I'm just saying, have you seen his defensive stats numbers over the last 3 years? You know, nothing special, but the guy is a leader and the guy is motivating. So I think he'll be a good head coach somewhere. I don't want to lose him, but like you said, you got to be ready to retool, to revamp and just move on. So you know, big news there. Like I said, those two guys, I think I've already seen them on interview lists for like three or four teams. So, Okri, we've talked about so much. We've talked about season. We've talked about the recap of Minnesota. You know, we've gone on and on about, you know, our Michigan Wolverines as national champions. I mean, is there anything else to talk about like before Friday?
Chops, I think we hit it even in your last rant. I heard you, but the thing I heard most, you trying to steal my just saying gimmick. I mean, I'm just saying. But I mean, I think we hit on a lot. We try to play up the gimmicks for the people. We enjoy doing this pod, talking ball, giving each other a hard time, serving up that delicious Honolulu Blue Kool-Aid for the people. I think we need to get up out of here for this show, because on Friday, it's time to talk playoffs. It's time to talk about the Rams. It's time to talk about Matt Stafford coming back to Detroit. But it's mostly time to talk about the Detroit Lions and the fans of this team that have been waiting, that have been craving, that have been anticipating a home game at Ford Field. We didn't care who the opponent was, but now we really care who it is. It's going to be the most incredible environment anyone has ever experienced at a Detroit sporting event. Yes, you heard it here first. Don't give me some Stanley Cup this or Bad Boys or Going to Work or World, the Sport We Shall Not Speak Of. None of that. Like, this is going to be incredible. We're going to talk about the crowd. We're going to talk about the fans. We're going to talk about the tailgate. We're going to talk about the football game on the field. We're going to talk about certain players. We're going to talk about all types of things to get you hyped up for Lions, Rams, Sunday night. And that's the bottom line.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sets up. Give me a hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
And we'll catch you not even next week. We'll catch you Friday for a playoff show, a bonus pod. Right here. On the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast. Take care, everybody. We're out.
Stop being afraid of this team. We are the brand new Lions.
This team is going to take on the identity of this city. It's found a way to overcome adversity.
We're going to bring the firewood, and we're going to light the flame. You'll douse it with gasoline, and that's what we need from you.
The Detroit Lions will be the team that can and will.
Yeah, you know the code. We got to live by it. Never...
Drink it in, drink it in, drink it in
now. Pack the bags, start the plane. This game is over. It is over. What a comeback by the Lions.
Drink it in, man.